Game one of a doubleheader between the Mets and Braves. Yoenis Cespedes in his first game since April 27th as Sean Newcomb makes his Major League debut. We'll take it to the top of the second, T.J. Rivera at the plate.
Fly ball to center field. Inciarte is tracking. Flores is tagging. Catch is made. Inciarte comes up throwing to the plate, and it's not in time. Gets away from Flowers. Newcomb will pick it up on the on-deck circle, and down to second goes Cabrera. And the Mets have a 1-0 lead.
Hey, there's a swing and a miss and a strikeout. Back to the plate comes Newcomb. Swing and a miss. Buzz bombed him. Letter high. Four strikeouts in the ballgame. Three up and three down here in the fourth inning. And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He hooked him. So a couple times up, he's been nasty pitch, and the Braves cannot cash in. Leave a couple runners stranded.
Pitch number 100 from Gesellman. He is strike three called on the outside corner. Crushed to left center field. Way back, and gone. Grand slam Cespedes. Four nails hammered into the Braves' coffin with one big swing by Yoenis Cespedes. That's his seventh home run. 1-1 pitch from Luke Jackson. Hit into the stands in left center. So a grand slam changes the complexion of this game for sure. It's 6-1 New York.
Mets take this one 6-1. The final line for Yoenis Cespedes in his return, 2-for-5, 4 RBIs and a run. In his Major League debut, Sean Newcomb would get the loss but was solid. He would go 6 1/3, allowing one run on 4 hits while striking out 7. Here's what Newcomb had to say.
The first inning, for me especially, has been kind of something that I gotta get right, I guess. But it's definitely good to get through that and get going into the second and pitch into the seventh. It was good.
Sean, what can you say about your control today, throwing as many strikes as you did?
Yeah, I mean, they seemed to be a little bit aggressive, kind of some pitches on the edges. They were fouling off or taking swings up, but I felt pretty good. I only had that one walk on a close pitch, but like I said, I was just being aggressive, trying to attack the zone the whole time. I felt good.
Has your breaking ball, I guess the curve and the slider, been that good this year, that sharp?
Yeah, curveball for sure. Curveball kind of always been there. My slider's something I'm still sort of working on, but the curveball definitely.
Did the spring training experience help you, facing big league hitters there a few times?
Yeah, definitely. I think and having some success in my second outing while I was there definitely helped.
What helped you find comfort here once you get in the clubhouse today? Mm-hmm. You know, any of the guys say anything to you?
Nothing too specific. I mean, just coming in and finally actually being here and sitting down in my locker kind of was a relief. Jaime came up to me, talked to me a little bit, and kind of made me relax a little bit. I'd say that was probably the biggest help right there.
And what'd you say about when you got comfortable after the first couple pitches?
Yeah, so after the first at bat, I got him obviously, and I was like, all right, ball in here, and just kept going forward.
How has this week been for you mentally? I mean, you probably knew that you were going to be coming up here and starting today, but having to sit for the past few days and just take it in.
Yeah, I think that was the worst part, the past 2 days, just kind of sitting there and thinking about what everything was going to be like and not knowing what to expect. But definitely once I got here this morning, kind of just relaxed and I was ready to go.
What was that like with Tom Halley and ringing those guys up like that, veteran up like that, ringing
that was cool. Like, I mean, a couple pitches weren't even where I was looking to throw them, but it still worked out, but that was cool.
Would you say that's as good a breaking ball as you've had, maybe even all any point this season?
Yeah, I'd say that I was able to kind of throw in the zone and below the zone too. It definitely helped, but the shape and everything has kind of always been pretty consistent. I'd say I was able to kind of control a little bit better today.
On the throw to second base, did you feel like the game was moving real fast for you on that play?
Well, I didn't even think I was going to get a glove on it. It hit my toe and went up into my glove, and I was like, oh, got it. So I made a quick throw, and I obviously threw it to center field, but it sped up a little bit.
So when you were told you were coming up, what was that like, that moment?
It was pretty awesome. I mean, for me, I kind of had a feeling. It was beforehand, but it was awesome. It was a relieving feeling, but exciting. It was a whole mix of emotions.
Did Damon tell you?
Yeah, he called me a little bit after our day game.
Yeah. And the call to the family, how did that go to tell them?
Oh, it was good. Instant tears from my mom, and everyone else was really excited and started looking for tickets right away.
Have you seen your family here today yet? I know you have like 40 people in the stands.
Yeah, yeah. I just went up there by the dugout. Just went out there for a little bit and spent some time with them.
How many were here?
I think around 40.
Family and friends?
Yeah, family and some friends, yeah.
How's your mom?
She's doing good. She's holding it together.
Where did it hit, your right or left? I couldn't tell.
Right in the tip of my right foot.
And did it hurt after that, no?
No,
it was fine. What was that moment during this game where you said, okay, this is the big leagues? It all kind of hit you.
Yeah, I'd say after the first inning, walking off, got through it, and I was just kind of walking off and seeing the bigger stadium and hearing everybody and all that stuff, and kind of hit me.
What about walking off in the seventh to that standing ovation? How big was that?
That was awesome. I mean, that was... couldn't have really pictured it to go any better than it did, other than that one throw in the center field or whatever.
Ryan Snitker and the Braves unable to figure out the Mets on Saturday as they lose 6-1. Here's what the Braves manager had to say.
Satisfying to watch. I mean, he was outstanding. I mean, it's just a scum attack. It threw a lot of strikes. I mean, I don't know, that might have been his best outing as a pro. I don't know. I mean, like I said, maybe we had him in the wrong league.
Was that the most encouraging thing? Was he comes up here with questions about the command and that throwing strikes.
And he just threw all nothing, you know. It was really good. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like that brief sample of Stone Spring training.
Yeah.
Kind of like it was what that was. And so good for him.
If he's honest, that obviously translates to the big leagues. I mean,
yeah.
No, it's bad swings and no swings.
Right. I mean, they didn't get at him really good. And you know, again, we had the one play that we kind of didn't make, or he didn't give up any runs, probably. But it was good. It was good to see.
How tough of a decision is that, the intentional walk to get to Cespedes?
Yeah, it's just kind of weighed. It's tough. All the situations, and it's kind of, you know, at that point in time, you know, there was one lefty and no help behind him. And so it's just kind of hoping maybe he makes pitches on him, and he just won on the ground. He didn't.
Did you see what you needed to see from Sean to run him back out there when that spot's due up again?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to decide that. We'll just wait and see how this next game goes and determine that, probably next couple of days.
When you met with Sean this morning, saw him for the first time, did you have a good feeling about what he was?
Yeah, somebody asked me, it's like, what did he look like? I said, he looked great. I mean, he didn't look like he was, you know, there wasn't anything in his face other than, you know, let's go get him. It was pretty good, really.
And to see that curveball that effective, you've heard about it, but to see it that effective against big league hitters, that's got to be encouraging.
Yeah, very encouraging. The whole thing was. It's refreshing, and it's nice to see, you know, it's like we've been talking about young guys, to see one of them.
Game two of the doubleheader will feature the highly anticipated 2017 debut of Steven Matz. He'll be squaring off against the Braves' Matt Whistler.